Our sermon today is based on a reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. God, may your presence surround us now like the light from the star of Bethlehem. It is still the most wonderful time of the year. So I wonder about the star of Bethlehem. I wonder about the star of wonder, the star of light, the star with royal beauty bright. I wonder what it looked like. I wonder if it was like in all the pictures people have drawn over the centuries, big and bright and with a tail as big as a kite. I wonder if it was gold or silver or another color. I wonder if it was a cosmic phenomenon, like some people say. I wonder if the star was really a comet. I wonder, was it a supernova, an exploding star? I wonder if it was a rare juxtaposition of the planets Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars, like what occurred in 8 BCE. I wonder, how did the wise men, when they saw the star in the sky, I wonder how they knew it meant something special had happened. I wonder why people in ancient times thought new stars appeared when great rulers were born. I wonder why we still don't think so today. I wonder why celestial events would make the Magi consider a special new king had been born. I wonder why they didn't just think it was a natural occurrence. I wonder, how would you know who the star pointed to if a whole lot of people are all born at the same time? I wonder, why should the stars care who's born? I wonder how the Magi learned to interpret the stars. I wonder how they knew the star was the sign of the particular king, the king of the Jews. I wonder how the Magi's knew about a coming Messiah. I wonder if they knew about the writings of the Jewish prophets. I wonder, did they have their own writings to consult? I wonder how the Magi knew the Jews were expecting or needing a king. I wonder why people thought Messiah and king meant the same thing when God said God's Messiah would be a shepherd of the people, meek and mild. I wonder just who and what the Magi were. I wonder if they were priests. I wonder if they were from Persia, as tradition says. I wonder at how determined they were to find the newborn king. I wonder at their eagerness to worship him. I wonder why they thought the appearance of that particular new star was worthy of pursuit. I wonder if their hunches or beliefs or stargazing had paid off before. I wonder if they had seen stars like this in the past, gone searching, and found someone special. I wonder why, with this star, they felt compelled to act, to do something, to leave home and hearth and find this new king. I wonder why they would take such a big risk and embark on such a long journey. I wonder why these pagans of all people came to see Jesus. I wonder how come they saw the star in the east and yet they traveled west to Jerusalem. I wonder if they knew exactly who Jesus was. I wonder if the Magi knew what Jesus came to do, not just to rule, but to give his life for his people. I wonder how they knew the child they found was someone special and worthy of their honor. I wonder if the Magi knew this child was God's own son. I wonder why Gentiles like the Magi were chosen to make the proclamation of the birth of the King of Israel. I wonder if perhaps the Magi did know about the promised Messiah. I wonder if perhaps the Magi weren't as pagan as we think. I wonder how long it took them to get to Jerusalem. I wonder how many people traveled with them. I wonder if other people hearing about the Magi's quest decided to join them. I wonder if anybody else, especially the Jews, either on the way to Jerusalem or once the Magi got there, I wonder if anybody else saw the star. I wonder if other people ran outside to see if they could see the star the Magi described. I wonder why the Magi even stopped to ask Herod about a potential rival for his throne. I wonder, was that really a wise thing to do, wise men? I wonder if they thought the newborn king was Herod's son. I wonder why the Magi thought Herod would know anything about a new king. I wonder if the Magi knew just what they were doing when they went directly to Herod and told him to his face he was no longer the only king. I wonder if the Magi were surprised to find no one in Jerusalem knew what they were talking about. I wonder if the Magi were surprised no one was talking about the new king. I wonder if they were surprised that no one else was going to look for and worship him. I wonder if Herod really thought he was fooling anybody, saying he wanted to worship this king too, once the Magi found him. I wonder if Herod knew his time was up. I wonder why the Jewish people of Jerusalem were scared when the Magi came. I wonder why they didn't brush them off as inconsequential, seeing as how Jewish people weren't supposed to look for signs and wonders in the sky. I wonder why they seemed to accept the Magi's assertion that the star meant something, that someone important had been born. I wonder why that would scare them. I wonder why they didn't rejoice at the news that their Messiah was born at last. I wonder why the Jews didn't go with the Magi to worship Jesus. I wonder, were they that afraid of Herod? I wonder if they knew the blessing they were missing. I wonder why the Magi decided to come see the king now when he was still a baby. I wonder why they didn't wait till he was grown. I wonder what they expected to find. I wonder if perhaps they just wanted to be among the first to honor him and acknowledge him. I wonder if the Magi were surprised to find the new king in a house, not a palace. I wonder how Mary and Joseph reacted when they answered the knock on the door and here were these guys. I wonder, did the Magi pick the gifts they brought, especially for Jesus? I wonder if the Magi knew about Isaiah's prophecy, a prophecy of riches to come from Arabia, gifts of gold and frankincense to proclaim the praise of our Lord. I wonder if those were gifts commonly given to a king or a great personage. I wonder if they gave those special gifts because they knew what was going to happen to Jesus. I wonder if they knew gold was used for king's crowns. I wonder if they knew frankincense was burned to represent the people's prayers going up to God. I wonder if they knew the Jewish people used myrrh when they prepared bodies for burials. I wonder if the Magi knew the symbolism we would find in their three gifts. I wonder how the Magi knew Jesus would be king and priest and sacrifice. I wonder if they knew prophecy was being fulfilled before their very eyes. I wonder how long the Magi stayed in Jerusalem. I wonder who the Magi told about their encounter with Jesus when they returned home. I wonder if they knew how Herod reacted to the news of the new king. I wonder if the Magi even imagined Herod would slay all the young males in Jerusalem in an attempt to eliminate his rival, the very one the Magi had told him about. I wonder if the star led the Magi back home. I wonder why God chose to speak through a star about his son's birth in the first place. I wonder why people even argue about what the star was. I wonder why people can't just accept this star like Jesus's birth was a miracle. I wonder what's so wrong with believing in miracles. I wonder why people just don't go ahead and say God can do whatever God wants to do with God's own creation, even the stars. I wonder why people can't just accept that. I wonder if we really need to know the exact date the star appeared. I wonder if we really need to know what the star actually was. I wonder if we can be content knowing the Savior has been born. I wonder if we need anything more than that. I wonder about the star of wonder. I wonder if it will ever come again. Let us pray. God of all the stars, we join the Magi in kneeling before Jesus Christ in humble adoration and worship. We thank you, God, for sending us a star to lead us to the Savior and for all the miracles you bless us with throughout all the seasons. In the name of the Christ child, we pray. Amen. I wonder what 2020 will bring. I hope it brings us all good things, health and healing and wellness and happiness in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who leads and guides us day by day. May you go in his peace now and forevermore. Amen.